Well, it is the NLDS that fans have been waiting for. Giants and Dodgers at Oracle Park on Friday. Joining us is team president and CEO of the Giants, Larry Bear. So, Larry, thanks for the time. Given the anxiety and excitement about these games, you might want to have that therapy bunny back in the stands.
Hi, Holly. Yeah, therapy bunny, the ready, that kind of thing. It's Giants and Dodgers, you know, it's really fun. I mean, it's kind of what it's about. There's a rivalry that goes back to New York and Brooklyn, as everybody knows. And, look, it couldn't have been closer this season. We ended up with 107 wins. They ended up with 106. We won the season series 10-9. I remember in the last game of the year, it was a Sunday night ESPN game, that there was one point where we had each scored the same number of runs. So this series should be intense, and it is what it's all about.
When you've come this far and nerves are on edge, is the game as enjoyable to watch for you as it might be, say, at the start of the season when it's a level playing field?
No, it's hard to be just a fan. You know, I'm thinking about it. We're all thinking about so many different things. It's tense, but you know, when you're done, if you come out on the right side, all that intensity was worth it. So. The Giants fans, we're hearing from Giants fans everywhere that are so excited about this. And it's going to be just a loud and, just electric crowd, I think, crowds Friday, Saturday when we host them. It's really what you want in sports.
Larry, congrats on the historic season. We heard from some of the players before the season actually began that they were expecting to win a division title this year, and it kind of raised a lot of eyebrows. But beyond their belief, 107 wins is an incredible accomplishment. Before the season, did you have any idea this team could be this good?
Well, you know, the one thing, and I have to just hats off to the group, right? The team, the coaches, the manager, the front office, folks that worked with them, Farhan Zaidi and Scott Harris and Gabe Kapler, that you can't, you know, people talk about on paper and talent and statistics and what teams have done in the past, players have done in the past, but there's no real measure or gauge for heart and chemistry. And the thing that we like to think about, and I think the fans have tapped into, is that there's been tremendous chemistry and teamwork, a lot of unselfishness because players have been platooned more and in and out of the lineup more. And when a player gets hurt, like Brandon Belt is hurt now, but hopes to come back later in the postseason, you know, players step right in. So how do you gauge that? How do you predict that in February?
Hey, Larry, I want to know, in the bottom of the ninth yesterday, what was your reaction?
We made a vow in the front office. We weren't going to talk about rooting for one team or the other in the St. Louis Dodgers series. But, you know, it may be a little tough to root for the Dodgers in any individual game. But the other side of it is, could it be any better than Giants-Dodgers?
Right. Would we be talking about it if it was the other way?
We've had some epic series with St. Louis. But Giants-Dodgers is, you know, it goes back to, I think the last time there was actually a playoff series, not a tiebreaker like 1951 or 62, but a playoff series with the Dodgers was in the 1890s when the Dodgers were the Brooklyn Bridegrooms and the Giants were the New York Giants. And they were playing in a century and a half ago in New York.
All right, so what is it that you want fans to know? What do you want people who are even coming into the city tomorrow and Saturday to know?
To try to come early, public transit is back up and running. That's super important. You know, we've got the Blue Angels here, so come early. These are 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 6:30, first pitch, 6 o'clock, first pitch on Saturday. But come early, enjoy the atmosphere, try to take public transit. That's really an important thing if you can, because the parking situation with the Blue Angels and with Fleet Week and with all the great things that are going on in the city this weekend, it just makes it a lot easier. And Muni, Caltrain, BART are all up and running, and let's all get together. We've come full circle as a community, and we're very proud of the fact that, you know, we'll have everybody high-fiving and in much better shape than when we opened the season, when we had 8,000 people socially distanced.
Giants president Larry Bear will be watching.